Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the time zone listening to this video. Paul, who is my partner in ministry for years, said I should do a video again, and so I've been thinking a lot about what to do, and if this was going to be the last series that I was going to do, what would I want to say? And so I've been thinking a lot, and for an old man that's easy because we think a lot. But I was thinking a lot about my life, you know, 91 years or 92, I don't know how many exactly, but years of living, there's a lot of things that have happened. And I was thinking of the blessings of God and how I connected with God. I was not born in a family that was church-going. They weren't anti-church, they just were non-church. And had little Sunday school because it was close to where we lived, and then we moved and there wasn't any church close. So that was all gone. And so looking back over my life, I was thinking I would like to share with you during these different share times things that God taught me and things that I learned, people that changed my life, because I was not wasn't raised heathen, but I wasn't raised Christian. And there's a difference, you know. I mean, we had a good home for part of it. My mom was a very wonderful encourager. And so I was looking at all the wonderful things that God allowed to happen in my life. Why? And what could I pass on to you that changed my life? And so that's basically what this is all about. And situations that came into my life by God to prepare me. One of the blessings I do want to share with you, and I would trust that you will be able to one day say the same thing, but I have a great-grandson who's, I think he's 10 years old, and he said to his mother that he wanted to become a Christian. And they live back east, and so she met with him and prayed with him. And then as we looked at that, we found that he was the last Logan to accept the Lord. And so here I am now, 91, I think, or close to it. And who knows how much longer I'm going to live. But the blessing that I have is that all of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren have accepted the Lord. And I couldn't ask for anything more than that, considering that I had graduated from high school and I didn't even know the Lord. So how did I get from that to having my family Christian? And not just churchgoers, but more that involved in the Lord's stuff. I mean, my poor kids, when I was a pastor, they had to come and hear me preach. And my oldest daughter, she'll kill me now when I say this, but my oldest daughter said, "Dad, you know, you made us sit in church." They couldn't sit together because they don't talk. So my wife sat way in the back of the church and surveyed what was going on. And they didn't have to listen. You can't force your kids to listen. But they couldn't talk or disrupt. That was it. They sat there and I preached. Well, my eldest daughter, when she turned 16, she said, "Dad, when I turned 16, since I had to be in church every Sunday, twice, because we were of the Baptist and that kind of group that meets twice. And she said, I decided to listen." She couldn't interrupt, but she could just sit there. And so here are all these years of her sitting and smiling at her dad. Her mind was running around in the neighborhood with kids, and she really wasn't listening. And she said, "When I was 16, Dad, I decided to listen. And you know what?" And I said, "What?" She said, "You're a pretty good speaker." I said, "Thank you. I appreciate that." So it wasn't a chore anymore to listen to her dad. She had to be there anyway. So why not listen? So, you know, how can you get to the place that you can have the assurance where I have of all my family, but some of your family, going to join you in eternity in heaven? And that's kind of what I was thinking about. What got me there? From totally a non-Christian, non-churchgoer, what got me to, at the end of my life, that all of my descendants are going to church or involved, some in ministry, many of them have gone to Bible college, you know, all of that kind of thing. So I want to share the journey that got me to where I am. The joy of seeing so many of my family being really actively involved in church and in Christian ministries, things like that. Well, what happened was I graduated from high school, and it was a good graduation, and it was in, actually, Hollywood. That wasn't as awful as it is today. I mean, you go to Hollywood Boulevard, it's not nice, but it was nice in those days. And I went to, in the summer, I took special classes from Hollywood High School. Because I went to another school that was close, but it was outside of that district. But in the summertime, I went to Hollywood High School. And I learned a lot. Not anything Christian, but I learned a lot. So how did I go? How did I become a believer that didn't go to church and didn't know any Christians? And for me, I want to share with you what God brought along my path that changed my whole total life, changed my thinking, changed my believing, changed my trusting. And that's kind of what I wanted to do today. It's not to go into it, because we will go into it, in the importance of went into. But God has a way of getting his message to you. And I got it in totally not, I was not even looking for it or seeking it. But I was out of high school. I had been trained as an X-ray and lab technician. And I was working, I was going to be working for a medical doctor in his office with a gal. And we would divide up. I would do all the X-raying because she did not want to be a part of that. But then I helped her with the lab, the blood work and all of that kind of stuff, because there was an awful lot of it. He was a marvelous surgeon that we worked for. Well, when I worked, I was given some days off, which I was thankful, during the week for when I worked long at the doctor's office. And so that gave me an opportunity to meet the people that would change my life. Or I would have been working. I would not have even had the opportunity to meet them. But I met some people, and they're still with us today, the group, and they were called Navigators. And I met them on the streets, literally, where if you watch the Rose Parade, that's the street that I got saved on. I didn't get saved in church. I got saved on that street. Now, it wasn't the Rose Parade. It wasn't the floats going by and the pretty girls. It was just, that's where they happened to be. That's where I happened to be. That was a God thing. I never would have ever known these guys because I didn't even know what navigators were. And so God allowed some Christians to come into my life. Now, you may be a Christian, and you have been in the lives of a lot of people, but you may never have shared Christ. So it wasn't just that these people were churchgoers and went to the right church. You know, that was not the issue. The issue is they had a relationship with God and they wanted to share it with me. And I never met anybody that claimed to know God. I didn't know God was knowable. And I didn't even think much about God. But these guys were amazing. And they would share testimonies with me. And not only just share about Christ, but the people they had talked to and led to Christ. So meeting these guys was God's will for me to become a believer. And so it was through these guys that I became a believer. Now, I was a believer, but I didn't own a Bible. So they told me probably I ought to get one. So this is not the one I got. I got a more flimsier one. But I went to what was called a Woolworths or a Walmart, and they had a Bibles in there, and I bought one of those cheap Bibles. I didn't know cheap, rich, or whatever. But why spend a lot of money for a Bible when there were a lot of them there that were cheaper? So I got the cheaper ones. And, you know, I was out of high school, and I had a job with this wonderful surgeon, me and another girl, and we shared a lot of responsibilities together and times together. Well, the one thing that they did, and this is what I want to take up next time, how I was prepared by them to meet the issues that I was going to have in life. I had no idea, because after I became a believer, I soon was drafted in the Army. And if you've never been in the service, it's not necessarily an open door or the first step into church. It could be a first step into not very good step. So I was right there at a very crucial time in my life where I would have to make some decisions, whether I was going to go the drinking route and all of that, or try to walk as Jesus walked. And so God brought the navigators in my life at the right time. I can see why, if they'd have come a year before, I probably would have thought, well, they're nice guys, but so whatever. But it was just the right time. And this might be the right time for you to be listening, because I want to share with you and begin to share with you what they did that helped me, so that now, as an old man, my great-grandchildren are trusting Christ. And they're not navigators. They didn't join anything. I was able to share biblical truth with my kids, and they've shared it with their kids. And when they got married, they married partners that had trusted Christ. And so we've had a real wonderful blessing in our family. But what the navigators gave me was this little green book. It's not very expensive. Do you remember what it cost? I was talking to the guy who is eating his lunch, kicked back in his chair, and making sure I'm still on the air. But this little book probably changed my life more than anything, because it was scripture. It was a book of scripture. I didn't even have the Bible when I had this. And in this, in the middle, there were things where you tore out stuff, and they were verses of the Bible to memorize. Now, whoever put this little book together in its beginning with Christ, this is for someone that knows nothing. This was wonderful. And it made sense. And as I began to walk through this, even before I had any kind of a church background, I was drafted practically right away and began to share Christ in the Army. And is able to pass this on to these guys, because it's called Beginning with Christ. What are some very basic things we want to do to begin with Christ? And I want to take time, I don't know, not today, but how do I know? Can I know for sure that I'm a believer? Can I know for sure that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Because when I get to heaven, there was a song years ago, when the names are called, I'll be there. God goes down, yeah, Logan, your name's in the book. Come on in. So I want to share, because these things are so unique, these four things that this book has, or five, I can't remember, four or five. But after I got out of the Army, I've spent time on reservations. That's very interesting. I mean, in the army, it's, you know, you sleep with all these guys in a room. You know, there's very little things between your bunks. I think it's 3 feet on one side, 3 feet on the other. That's your space, and then they have 3 feet. And you're loaded with these people all over the place. But the beginning with Christ, once I got those down, I never doubted my relationship. And you go through a lot, I'll tell you, in the service. And so I want you to have the assurances that these little verses, and you can write them down as we meet next time, the reference down, and go in your particular Bible, because different translations can translate a verse a little differently. It's not going to change the meaning of the verse, just some of the words. Some would have the, and some will have thee, and that kind of thing. But I was so amazed with the background. I have spent weeks in many Indian reservations. And I don't have any Indian blood. I mean, it's not like I'm apart. But the blessing in being with the Indians and sharing with them the different ones and learning of the spirit world that they deal with that you don't know. I mean, you could go on the reservation. They're not going to go up and talk to you about spirits because they don't know you. And that's very intimate. The spirits, because much of their life is regulated by spirits and what they've been taught by the spirits and so on. And so I've been on many reservations and was called to go to, I just could had to turn them down because I did not make light of their beliefs. And don't make light of anyone's beliefs. I just need to show them a better way and a freer way that would free them and not tie them up. So what we're going to do during this series is look at these beginning verses that were given to me, not even going to church. All I had was these verses that I tore out, didn't even have a Bible, but they told me absolutely these verses were out of the Bible. And then when I got my Bible, I had to find these crazy books that these were out of. You know, if you don't know your way around the Bible, it's like going to some part of the city that you have no idea. You don't even know what your street you're on or what this street connects with this street. And that's about how I was at the beginning. But I'm so thankful for this group, and it's still out there today, the Navigators. The founder, I had a chance to work in his office in Pasadena, but he's with the Lord. A lot of the wonderful people that touched my life and got me pointed in the right direction, got me trusting Christ, are with the Lord. And I know that the man who led me to Christ is with the Lord now. He was overseas as a missionary. So I trust that you can write the verses down and you don't have to memorize them in the translation I have, memorize it in your translation, because the wording can be a little different. But these verses you can get in a packet from the Navigators in Colorado Springs, and I think you can look on the web or something, find them. And they tear out of the book, and they're just little, and you can put them in your pocket. That's what I did, and carried them, and worked until I could quote them word perfectly without looking. And then I would take another one and learn these verses. Because, see, sin will keep you from the word, but the word can keep you from sin. And so I want to, not to overwhelm you with stuff, but just some simple things that I got as a non-church person, got these simple things, went into the army, which is not conducive to godliness, no church, but I had my little verses. And I could rely on those scripture verses there about life and about walking with Christ. And I began to walk with Christ. And I began to share what I had memorized and shared that with a lot of the soldiers that I was with. So that's where we're going. So this is sort of an introduction to where we're going to go. That we're going to look at some verses that can change your life and verses that you could share with others that can change their life. So, Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to share with these people. And I pray, Father, I don't know which Bible they may have, and I don't even care. But I want to share with them the verses that, by memorizing them, their lives can be transformed. And here I am at the end of my life, and I have touched the lives of thousands of people, and that's not an exaggeration, and it's amazing. You know, and I've been all over the world, and here I was, a kid that barely made it out of school. I graduated come lucky. And so, you know, I'm not a real brilliant person, but I am trusting one who is real brilliant, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm trusting his word. And I know that by sharing his word and people grabbing hold of that word, His word is able to save their souls. In Jesus' name.